brochures and flyers and posters and letterbox drops. There's lots of written material that people use to market their business, and most of it doesn't work. However, there might come a time when somebody says to you, I need you to put a flyer in our magazine, or I want you to put a poster up at our sporting club, and you've got to put some information on a poster that, or some kind of written material that promotes your business. And some things work and some things don't work. And wouldn't it be fantastic if you had a much higher success rate or percentage success rate than what everybody else is doing, which is usually success rate of pretty low to zero. So here's what you need to do. Most importantly, people don't look at words. They look at pictures, and most posters and brochures and letterbox drops have lots and lots and lots of words. To get people's attention, it's not the words that will get their attention. It's obviously the pictures. So the first and most important thing is to have fantastic photos. Now, the all important photo on any brochure or poster is somebody experiencing your product or service and loving it. So one of your clients who's using your product or service, and there's even a short testimonial that says, I tried this product and look what happened to me, or I used this professional and they were the best I've ever used, or I tried this personal trainer and I lost lots and lots of weight. So a photograph of your client experiencing your product or service with a big happy smile on their face will get people's attention far quicker than you telling people how good your product or service is. The other photo that's really important is your photo. You are a representation of your business, and people don't remember our name, they don't remember the words, they don't remember the name of the business, but they do remember faces. So if you're doing marketing for your business and you are your business, then it's really important that people know your face. They won't remember your name, but they'll certainly remember your face. So if you do a brochure or a poster, make sure that there's a client photo on there and there's a fantastic photo of you. Now, it should be a headshot ideally, and you're looking directly down the camera. And the reason for that is that we trust people more when we can look into their eyes. So if people can see your photograph and they can look into your eyes, you now become a real person. So invest the money on some great photos, and not glamour shots and not supermodel shots and not that funny look that people put on their face when they get a selfie, but a great photo of you with a big happy smiley face, regardless of whether you're good looking or ugly, whether you're beautiful or a supermodel or you're just the average person. It doesn't matter. It's your face that people will remember, not your name and not the name of your business. Now, the other thing that works really well on a brochure or a poster is a picture of a child or an animal, a really cute child or a really cute animal. We react differently to photos of animals and children than we do to products, services, people, adults. So if you can attach your business to something cute like a bunny rabbit or a cute pussy cat or a puppy dog or a gorgeous child, then people will remember that and they take notice of that as they walk past. So that's the thing about a poster. You want people to stop and have a look at the poster. They don't stop and read posters, they stop and look at them. We don't stop and look at a brochure. We don't read the brochure, we stop and look at it. So posters, brochures, and letterbox drops, make sure that they've got photos on them. The other thing that people do make a mistake, and it's a really interesting one, is we have a dark background with light writing. It's really difficult to read. Anybody that's got any kind of reading challenge because they're more mature or they've got glasses, it's difficult to read. And often at our letterbox, we don't have our glasses on, or we're walking through a shopping centre or through a sporting club, we don't have our glasses on. So make sure the background of the poster or the leaflet or the flyer is white and it's got dark writing. And the beautiful thing about that is that it'll look exciting because you've got coloured photographs. And of course, we can see colour and we remember photos. So a white brochure is much better than a dark coloured one because it's easier to read. The next thing is the writing on the brochure or the poster or the leaflet. You don't need very much writing. All you need is a headline that gets people's attention. You need to create interest in your product or service, a desire for people to contact you, and then show them exactly how to take action. And we call that AIDA. So get people's attention by a great headline, create interest in your product or service by providing a solution to a challenge, create desire, and then get people to call you and make it really easy for them to contact you. So the headline, and what most people do on a brochure or a flyer, is they'll put the logo of their business or the name of their business at the top. And that's the silliest thing to do because people remember neither of those and care about neither of those. So the name of your business and your logo can go down in the bottom left-hand corner because no one cares about them. What people care about is what you can do for them. So the headline needs to be, what's in it for me to keep reading? So a headline that will get people's attention. And the headline needs to be something where people will say one of three things. Number one, that's me. That headline's talking to me. Or, wow, they can help me. Or even better, wow, they can help me and lots of other people in my life. So if you can get a headline that creates attention like that, then people will continue reading. Then on a brochure or a poster, all you want is three more things that are affecting people's lives. So it might be, do you want to have lots of energy? Or did you jump out of bed feeling lazy and tired and lethargic this morning? Or did you jump out of bed with a stack of energy? The next thing might be, did you squish into your clothes or did you slide into them? The next one might be, did you look in the mirror and like what you see? Or do you need to lose some weight? And the next one might be, do you puff, huff and puff when you run around the garden with your kids? So now you've created a headline to get people's attention, then you've created three more bits of pain. And that's a beautiful thing about a brochure or a poster. It's not about telling people about your business. It's letting people know that you understand what they may be going through and how you can help them. So a headline, then 3 points that add additional information to that headline. Then what do you specialize in? So if it's weight loss or you're a personal trainer or landscaping or you're a real estate agent, make sure that it's not just I'm a real estate agent. It's I am a real estate agent who specializes in selling homes over 4 acres, or I specialize in landscaping properties with tiny little gardens that need extra attention. Or I specialize in helping women over the age of 40 to have more energy to be business women. So make sure that your specialization's really clear. So as a headline, three more things that may be causing pain to people, then how you as the specialist can help them. And that's all you need to say. I specialize in helping people with this challenge. And then obviously your contact details, and make the way that you want people to contact you the most obvious. If you want them to call you, make your telephone really big. If you want them to email you, make your email address really big. And you put that in the bottom right hand corner because that's the last thing that people will read. And that's obviously what you want them to do is to take action. So a poster or a brochure or a flyer is really easy. Three great pictures, one of you, one of your clients, and one of an animal or a gorgeous child, if you can fit them all in together. A big headline that says, this is what your challenge might be, then your 3 points, which are, these are three more challenges that you might be having. I'm the specialist that can help you with those challenges. And of course, you have to be the specialist because people don't want to go to a generalist. They don't want to go to somebody that's got lots of information about lots of things. If we've got a problem or a challenge, we want to go to the person that can fix that challenge for us as quickly as possible. So I want to go to a specialist. And then you put your contact details. So it's really easy to read because it's on a white background with dark writing. There's bright colored pictures, so it gets people's attention. And your poster may actually work. And you'll know that it works because people will call you. Your brochure works if people contact you. And if it's not working, then don't go and print another 10,000. Then you need to change something that's on that brochure or that poster because it's obviously not working. So stick with the rules. Stay away from the things that don't work. And most importantly, if you do need to produce something, make sure it's completely different to what everybody else is doing so it stands out.